Good afternoon, Indianapolis. This is Dan again, and it's almost 4 o'clock, and I'm currently making stew on this Sunday afternoon. I am trying to eat healthier, and so I'm focusing on organic, you know, vegetables, organic meat, more or less trying to avoid all fast food. And the restaurants I still presently go to are more or less on my list of places that don't suck, and they're pretty much places that serve a meal that isn't too terrible. Anywho, because I'm cooking stew and because I got to wait another hour or so before it's done, I thought I would do a podcast, but this one's going to be on the topic of, you know, clean versus dirty money, you know, clean versus dirty income. Because I think that there's this illusion, especially amongst Democrats and Republicans, that when you have a job in today's economy, in America today, that somehow you can have a job, maybe it's a teacher, doctor, maybe it's a lawyer, maybe it's a software engineer or a soldier, but somehow, some way there's a job where the money you make is not dirty money, that it's clean money. It's not like drug money, it's not like criminal money, it's clean money. And I don't want to spend an hour on an excursus on the history of the Federal Reserve or fiat currency or the central banking problem of our times. I don't think it's important. If people are out there today and they don't see what's going on around the world, if they don't see that we are on the verge of not another 2008, but quite literally on the verge of the other side of the storm, which will be much, much worse. And this is one of those areas in which Doug Casey is 100% correct. We've been kind of in the eye of the storm for about 6 years now. We're leaving the eye of the storm. And when we get into the storm again, according to Casey, it'll be much worse. And I have to agree. Instead of fixing problems, instead of addressing them, we were scared down by the likes of Paulson and others. We were told that if you don't write us a giant check in October of 2008, that, you know, America would have martial law and there would be chaos in the streets. In essence, what he was saying was is that people would revert to being a mob, because ultimately, if their ATMs didn't work, if their credit cards didn't work, if their delivery trucks didn't show up, people would become a mob. This was Paulson's contention. Let's be honest. That's essentially what he said. He said that if you don't give us this money, America will go insane. But what he was really saying is that if you don't give us this money, America will become an even worse police state, because these guys will make things become insane. You know, when you look at the riots in Ferguson or in Baltimore, you might see something that looks natural, authentic, grassroots. But what I see looks a lot like a training exercise, looks a lot like the stuff we did when I was in the service. If you ever went to like Fort Polk, you know, and I don't know if they still use Fort Polk as the JRTC, but essentially Fort Polk was a big training area for low-intensity warfare, the kind of warfare that involves things like riots and mobs and revolution and destabilization and shit like that. And so the military, since the 90s, has been training to subdue civilians. It's always been, you know, we're doing it so we can go to Yugoslavia, or we can go to, like, you know, Haiti. We can help out during disasters. But those very skills they've been learning for the last few decades apply to the United States as well, to pacification here, which is the important code word for what we're talking about. So basically, when I look at the American economy and I look at the military-industrial complex that is a significant part of it, I don't see the good money or the bad money. It all looks like bad money to me. Whether it's, you know, money printed to pay a teacher or money printed to pay a doctor, or I don't even give a fuck. If you have a not-for-profit and you think you're helping people, if you get paid in greenbacks, which you ultimately do, and if you obey the current economic paradigm, which you probably do if you have a 501c3, you probably do everything you can to literally suck the cock of the current tyranny. Sorry for using that language, but that's basically what we're talking about. You probably think your money is clean and good and you're doing the right thing. What I'm going to tell you all is I don't believe there is such a thing as clean money in America today. You might believe there is. I mean, you might, you know, be using bitcoins to buy t-shirts at Fossil and living off the grid. But I hate to break it to you, dude. If you have to replace those fucking tires on your bicycle, you're participating in an evil fucking economy. unless you're fucking building those tires by hand for your fucking bike, unless you're making those fucking Birkenstocks yourself, wake the fuck up. Unless you're, you know, replicating chips, producing chips on your own and producing your own computers from scratch, you are participating in a rather despicable economy. You may think you're glancing at it by using cryptocurrency, but stop being such a fucking idiot. Once the crypto is converted to fiat, you participate. So no, there isn't some magical escape hatch. There isn't some special little valley that you can fly to visit the ghost of Ayn Rand and live with Howard Roark or fucking, you know, Dagny Taggart or any of the other heroes from all of her novels. Fucking John Galt. There's no magical valley. There's no magical savior. Bitcoin won't save you. And pretty much all the money in America today is bad money. And when I say, I shouldn't even use the word money. Let's just say currency. All of the currency in the world today, more or less, is bad currency. And it's about to get a lot, I was going to say more bad, but that's fairly poor grammar. It's about to get a lot worse. So when people talk to me and say, Dan, why don't you want to become rich? Why don't you want to make lots of money? If I lived in a free republic that respected its neighbors, that actually respected its neighbors, not just domestically, within a community, but internationally. If I lived in a republic that didn't, you know, throw its military around the world as an empire, if I lived in a republic that chose to respect other nations, even if it disagreed with their culture, then yes, I probably wouldn't mind trying to be rich and paying lots of taxes. But on a certain level, my success as just a tiny little worker bee basically contributes to the giant fucking lie. So no, I don't wake up each day thinking, man, I'm so glad to be in free America. America is becoming a police state. Wake the fuck up. There is no clean money. If you want to judge people for how they're making money at this point, judge them on the basis of the Ten Commandments. Because that's about the only list left that has any real validity, at least for those who self-govern. So judge people, but judge them in terms that actually still exist on a certain level one-to-one, and that is the basic principles of the jungle. And yes, I think the Ten Commandments is about as close to the jungle as you can get. I hate to break it to you, but the Ten Commandments is about the tiniest little buttress to stave off the flood. And once that's gone, if you're talking about Americans who are totally secular, who have no religion, so the money is not... The currency that people receive is not clean. It's not good. It's bad. It's bad currency. It's bad currency. It's terrible currency. But it is a necessary evil, because if they stop printing money, if they actually tried to pay down the national debt, it is basically true. The global economy, the U.S. economy, would revert to its what it would be the ground state at this point and the historical norm, which would mean a significant loss in the value of equities, like a huge loss, like a loss so big I think a lot of Americans don't understand how bad it could be, so bad that a lot of baby boomers are going to basically lose their retirements overnight. And so we're going to have a poverty crisis at both ends of the population spectrum. We're going to have a poverty crisis at the low end amongst millennials who can't find jobs, and we'll have a poverty crisis on the top end with people over the age of 60 who have no food, no water, no currency to survive. There is no good money. It's all bad. It's why we're in this mess. There's no magical escape hatch. If you're using Bitcoin today, you have to ask yourself, how are you going to create all the things you're buying with Bitcoin? Because if you don't have a solution to that problem, all the Bitcoin in the world is not going to fucking help you. So this is a real pickle. And most people don't understand how bad it is, except for very few. And they're basically called doomsters. You know, what they talk about is called doom porn. And I don't know. I think some people would probably classify my blog as doom porn, but that would show a rather superficial understanding. But there is no clean money. So don't preach. That's my advice to people these days. I mean, be like me. If you're a Christian, take a stand on morality when it comes to issues of murder, when it comes to issues of you know, people abusing the rights of other people within their community, people being bullies. operate according to the baseline ethics of right and wrong, because that's all we have left for those of us who self-govern. The rest, there is, I would say, for all intents and purposes, we live in a kind of stable anarchy at this point. There really is no legitimate government in the United States of America. There are many illegitimate governments, and there are incredibly strong, you know, power groups within that illegitimate structure. But there is no legitimate government in America. There is no rule of law. And there is no clean money.